The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, based in New Delhi, invites applications for the position of Senior Consultant Legal on a contractual basis. Candidates should possess a degree in law with a minimum of 5 years of post-qualification experience, preferably as a practicing advocate in the Supreme Court, High Courts, law firms or government departments. The maximum age limit for this position is 50 years, 65 for retired central government employees. The monthly remuneration for this post ranges from 1,25,000 to 1,75,000 rupees. For detailed eligibility criteria, terms of reference and the application process, candidates can visit the NDMA website at ndma.gov.in. Applications must be submitted within 20 days of the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. State Bank of India has announced vacancies for the position of Deputy Manager Systems and Assistant Manager Systems under various specializations such as Project Management, Cloud Operations, Networking, IT Architecture and Information Security. Applicants will undergo a shortlisting process followed by tiered interactions and an online written test. The remunerations for Deputy Manager MMGS2 ranges from 64,820 to 93,960, while for Assistant Manager JMGS1, it ranges from 48,480 to 85,920 rupees. For detailed job profiles, KRAs and application guidelines, candidates are encouraged to visit the bank official website at https://bank.sbi/web/careers/current-openings. The ICAR, Indian Institute of Sugarcane Research, IISR in Lucknow, is inviting applications for the position of lower division clerk and multitasking staff through transfer or permanent absorption or deputation from employees of ICAR institutes, central state government bodies, central autonomous bodies or PSUs. For detailed information, candidates are advised to visit IISR website, that is www.iisr.icar.gov.in. The National Institute of Social Defense, NISD, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, Government of India, invites applications from eligible candidates for various posts on deputation absorption basis, including short-term contract. Eligible candidates from central government, state government, universities, recognized research institutions, public sector undertakings, autonomous bodies and statutory bodies are encouraged to apply. The selected candidates will be posted in Delhi. The available positions are Junior Research Officer 1 vacancy in PB2. Candidates should have master's degree in social work, sociology, criminology or social anthropology with at least 50% marks and 3 years of research or investigation experience in the field of social defense. Maximum age limit is 35 years with a relaxation of up to 5 years for government servants. Technical Assistant 1 vacancy, PB2. Candidates must have a degree from a recognized university with 3 years of relevant experience in the field of social defense. Maximum age limit is 30 years with applicable age relaxations. Stenographer Grade 3, 2 vacancies in PB1. Candidates must have passed higher secondary or equivalent with proficiency in shorthand, 100 words per minute and typing 40 words per minute in English, Hindi and computer proficiency. Maximum age limit is 25 years with relaxation of up to 5 years for government servants. Candidates interested in these posts should submit their applications within 30 days from the publication of this advertisement. For detailed information and application for former, kindly visit the official website, that is www.nisd.gov.in or www.socialjustice.gov.in. The Bureau of Energy Efficiency, BEE, is hiring project engineers on a contract basis. There are 8 positions available on a consolidated remuneration of 60,000 rupees per month. The initial contract period is for 1 year, extendable up to a maximum of 3 years based on performance and project requirements. Interested candidates can download the eligibility criteria and application details from the BEE website under the career section at www.beeindia.gov.in. Applications should be submitted within 30 days of the advertisement's publication in the Employment News. Rajdhani College, a constituent of the University of Delhi, invites applications for various non-teaching positions. The positions include senior assistants, junior assistants, technical assistants, and laboratory attendants, among others. The age limit varies for each post and eligibility is determined as per the latest UGC guidelines. Interested candidates can submit their applications online within 21 days from the publication of this advertisement in Employment News. Further details regarding the post and application process can be found on the college website at www.rajdhanicollege.ac.in. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare is recruiting senior scientific officers and scientific officers at the Regional Drug Testing Laboratory in Guwahati on deputation or short-term contract. The positions are under pay levels 11 and 10 of the 7 CPC respectively. The last date for submission of applications is within 60 days from the advertisement's publication. Candidates can find more details on the ministry's website at www.mohfw.gov.in or the Central Drug Standard Controller Organization's website, that is www.cdsco.gov.in. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, has also announced recruitment for various positions. The detailed advertisement is available on the HAL website and applications can be submitted online till 16th October 2024. Candidates are advised to check on any corrigendum or addendum that will be hosted on the HAL website at halindia.co.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.